You're listening to Foul Monkeys, episode 36.
Yeah, hey, go!
Good Sunday!
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Who's up?
Yay!
This is okay.
Okay, what do you have planned?
Procedural questions, Carly Man!
Yeah, hey, go!
Hummer enthusiasm.
Yes, hummer good. So, I have a suggestion for you.
I love hummus.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
She didn't give me the hummer. I bought the hummer myself.
What was her name? What does it sound like?
Yeah, hey, go! Yay! Yay! Hey, go!
Okay, we're recording.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this is Foul Monkeys. I'm recording the show, so of course it'll probably be fucked up. And this is Gina.
Yes, this is Gina. How are you?
Don't sound so excited.
I'm totally excited. Oh my god.
You're just afraid you're going to have to do this again, aren't you?
No.
You have faith in me this time?
Yes.
Oh.
I have faith in Hijack.
You're a bitch.
Which I would like to give some props up to Mr. Adam at MacCast, because he's the one that told me this is what he uses for MacCast.
And his sounds really good too, huh?
Hell yeah, his sounds fucking awesome. So he told me, because I was telling him the problems we were having with iCha.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, nobody seems to be able to get it to record like that. So he's like, well, I use Audio Hijack Pro, so it's a real good program, and it's a fucking awesome program. Oh my god. Gets me all wet.
So let me try to play this song and get it, see if it hijacks it. Let's see here.
You'll probably hijack that, but only one will hear it right now is you.
Yeah, I'm going to be the only one that hears it, but that's okay. It's by this guy that I met on MySpace, and his name is Big Nug, and he, like, raps or whatever. He's a gay rapper. So he told me we could use one of his songs in our podcast, just as long as we mention him on MySpace. And his MySpace name is Big Nug, and you should check it out. But I'm playing it softly in the background, so maybe we'll play the whole thing like at the end of the show or something. Maybe we'll play the show at the end. Maybe we'll play. Can you hear me? Hello.
Okay, I'm having technical difficulties here. I just batteries just went dead in my headphones.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear shit right now.
That's okay. Well, you don't need to. You're a horror.
Sorry, but
you're a whore. You're nothing but a big, skinny, bitch-ass whore. Can you hear me, you slut?
One motherfucking
you can't fucking hear me, can you, whore?
Damn it.
No, you can't, you slut. Your pussy's green, bitch.
Oh, this is a fucked up monkey.
Your ass is hairy. Nasty bitch.
Hello?
Hello? Oh. Nasty.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Hello? Mm-hmm, still can't hear me, you fucking whore. Hello? You can't hear me.
Oh my god.
Hello, you can't hear me. We always have technical difficulties. You're a slut. You're a bitch. You're a whore. You're a slut. You're a bitch.
Hello.
You're a whore. You're a slut. You're a whore. Hello. You're a bitch. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Come on, you motherfucker.
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hang on.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like sitting there and all of a sudden I hear you. I'm like, hello? Hello? Fucking battery died.
And they did that to me yesterday on the last show, excuse me.
I know, right? Fucking technical difficulties, goddammit.
Right?
Jesus fucking Christ.
So, how was your day today, Gina?
Okay.
Are you excited or something?
Not really. I mean,
I didn't think
so. It was your normal fucked up day.
Aww, at the hell?
Yeah, I got a new project.
What is it?
Pushing more data. You know, I'm a data pusher. I'm a data junkie.
You're like one of those zero and one people, right?
Yes, yes. It's like, it's all about the numbers, baby. Push that data. Spread them sheets.
Not spread them sheets.
Spread them, baby. And pass them along. Let everybody see your spreadsheets.
You're retarded.
I know.
Only you're dorky enough to say spread them sheets.
Yes. I need to go to Arcadia.
Arcadia?
Yeah, you know they used to have the Nut House there.
Oh, really?
Yes. From what I believe it's closed now or something. Because I heard somebody say it used to be there, so I guess assumes that it no longer is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had a mental place.
Oh, I wish I was there sometimes.
I think it was called G. Pierce Woods or something like that.
Gina, guess what?
What'd you do?
I totally had a dream about Angel last night. And I've never even seen him before.
What's it?
And it was hot. All he wanted me to do was like play with his butthole.
Oh, that's hot. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Did you see it? Just play with it.
I played with it.
Mm.
So
speaking of buttholes,
yeah.
What about Tom Cruise?
What about him?
Him losing his job.
He lost his job. Oh, what was he doing?
You know, the one motion picture, whatever, the people who make movies, they dropped his ass.
Who did?
Paramount or whoever it is.
What was he?
It was because of his craziness. You know, him jumping on the couch on Oprah.
Oh. So, who dropped him? Just one of his people?
I believe so. It's one that did the... Mission Impossible, whoever.
Well, he's rich, it don't matter.
I know, right?
Out hole. I hear that you're drinking tea or something.
Pelpsy.
Pelpsy?
Pelpsy, yep.
Pelpsy?
Feeling some pills. So yeah, poor old Tom, lost his job. His wife has to work.
Yeah, oh, she's not going to work either because the people that made Batman said they would never hire her for another film ever again. Because of that whole thing.
Jesus, people are just crazy. They're mentally retarded, damn it. They're crazy.
They are. How are you going to act retarded like that and have everything good going for you?
I know, right? You know, people are going to, you know, this country, you start acting a little funny, everybody's going to talk, especially if you're famous.
Right.
Jesus.
Dumbass.
All right. I have a challenge for our people, our listeners.
We have listeners?
Yeah, I know, like two of them.
What's the challenge?
You know what we did at the Apple store that one time we went over there to resurrect your iPod?
And we changed all the websites to Foul Monkeys?
Yeah. I want people to do that. I want them to go to like Apple stores or any store that has like internet service and put in the Foul Monkeys website and bring it up and leave it up.
And take a picture with your picture phone to prove it.
Yes.
And whoever does that the first time gets a $25 gift certificate. No, I'm just kidding. No one entered that contest. Was that totally fucked up or what? It's over with.
Yeah, it's done. It's kaput.
We're not going to do anything like that anymore, I guess. No more contests.
It's fucked up. Because I wanted to give them people my money. Just so show them how much I appreciate them listening to us.
I know. And Eddie even forked out $32 to get a new program so we can sound awesome.
I know, right?
Which I got to give you like half of that, so don't let me forget.
Okay.
We have to... Or, you know what? I could buy the the application for the video podcast, because I think it's $29 or $30.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
That's cool. Or Apple could, like, send us it as a, you know,
a gift.
Yeah, so we can promote them on our show.
Because I spent about $5,000 last year in the fucking store.
You know, and I spent a gajillion dollars there too.
Your numbers keep getting higher and higher. First it was 1,000 million.
I know.
Now it's 2,000 million, and now it's a gazillion.
Yes, a gazillion.
No, not a gazillion, a gajillion.
Yeah. So, what can I say? I like Apple. Damn, I got two iPods.
You got an Apple computer.
Yes.
I have two Apple computers and an iPod.
So.
Have you seen my iMac since I got it?
With you, what do you mean your iMac?
My iMac, the one on my desktop. You've seen it, right?
Yes.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It's gorgeous.
Thanks, I know.
Huge, people. It's big. God, it's ginormous.
And we never say anything's too big.
That's right.
Except for that one thing. What was it? We said it was too big. You remember? On the last show or something?
Yeah. Tina and Ariel's mouth. And their stink-ass pussies.
Ew. And Angel totally wants to give Tina a banana pudding panties.
I know, right? Do you know what that fucking bitch Ariel did?
What the fuck did she do?
You know I said I was kicking her out?
Mm-hmm.
She fucking threatened me.
What the fuck did she say?
She told me that if I kicked her out that she was going to claim that, call me in with domestic violence.
What?
Yeah, she was going to have Tina beat her up, and then she's going to go to the police and tell them that I beat her up.
Tina's out with her pimp right now, I think. He's probably beating the fuck out of her.
Mm-hmm. She likes it, too.
Oh, I know, right?
That's what Ariel told me, anyway.
You know, they sure do tell on each other a lot, don't they?
I know. I don't trust them bitches any farther than I can throw them. That's why, unfortunately, I'm letting this bitch stay here, because I wouldn't put it past her to do that.
Right.
I mean, them two, when those two get together, man, it's like, get the fuck out of the way, because they're trouble.
I, guess what I'm doing, Gina?
What do you do?
You know that little coffee table, dinner table thing that I bought, like 5 or 6 months ago? And you guys were making fun of me because I hadn't taken the plastic off of it yet?
Yes.
I'm finally taking the plastic off.
Did it rip?
My cat fucking ripped it. Because you know that shit would still be on there.
I know, right? But, oh, why take it off?
But you know what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to have our guests sign it. Every time we have somebody on the show that's here,
we'll
have them sign the table.
That's cool.
So.
So are we still recording good?
I guess.
Is the number still going up top? The megabytes increasing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, we're at 11 megabytes. Is that right?
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes, right? 11 minutes?
Damn, China, you got your numbers good.
Yeah, because it runs about a megabyte a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Aren't we the computer geek lately?
Yeah.
What else did you learn on the Mac show or whatever that's called?
Oh, the Maccast?
Uh-huh.
All kinds of shit, because I go over like just different things. Talking about different products, and they're giving you hints and shit about what you can do, and it's really cool.
So I totally want to come up with some songs, like a post office box song,
mm-hmm.
like a nerd minute song.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come up with a new intro. I want to do a new intro, but don't we have another intro to do from Gates OK? Didn't he put two in?
I think so. So we've
And we need somebody to judge the intros to see who was, like, the official winner.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, let's hold our breath for those, those votes.
Right, right. We finally did reach 12 votes on our last pot, on our last poll.
Wow.
Right?
Jeez. I guess we suck. Into it, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Fuck these people. So,
Yeah, so about Angel. Mm-hmm. He's hot. I can tell already.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So even with his broke back spine.
So you're just all wet panties over him, huh?
Oh my god, you don't know. The yeast is rising, baby.
Cook mama some cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Sop it up with a good looking Mexican.
That's what. The rib in the rack.
Andale, andale!
Frijoles.
I want taco flavored quesos.
So, do you think Miss Thing liked that as much as everybody else did? Miss Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, she probably just... Oh, I'm sure she was just ecstatic over it.
Taco quesos.
Taco flavored quesos.
And that show now skanked her character out, too.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Jesus H.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh. You scared me.
Scourge?
You scared me.
I'm going to get my heart did.
You're going to get your heart in?
Yeah, get my heart did.
That sounds hot.
Get me a weave.
You going to get your weave?
That's right. I'm gonna get me a Sterling weave. I got you, barrel.
So next time we record this, maybe we should do it through iChat to see what it's like.
Yeah, just test it out. See if it's in the car.
Testicles.
1-2.
Somebody loved that. Who was it that just loved when you said that? I think Rui Cub.
Probably.
He liked...
Speaking of that, we ought to try to, just for the hell of it, or do you think we should attempt at this first recording for you? Maybe like adding somebody, see if it picks them up.
Who should we call?
I don't know. Who? Ghostbusters!
Maybe we should call Rui Cub.
How about Gaze OK?
He's at work.
Oh, well. Okay, let's try it.
Let me see.
Rui.
Let me see if he's available. Because I can text message him on the phone.
Text message breakup. BRAKE, that's on your card, dummy.
I love that CD. My favorite is No Booty Calls. I swear that's my favorite song.
No Booty Calls. I do have to like a Canadian version of what are you guys talking about?
What are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking about? Oh my god, I totally sang. Did you hear that?
Yeah. You hear it?
Did you hear it?
I wonder if Angel heard it yet.
Oh, I don't know. I wonder if he listened to it. You know what? We could call American. We can call James.
Okay. See what's up.
Let me see. I don't. Maybe he'll have the phone, but maybe like he won't. I don't know. All right. Let me try to call him and see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, whoops. The plus sign goes in front of the one, right?
Yeah. Plus one number.
Alright, let me try to call him and see what happens.
Okay, let's see if we have a Skype chat fuck up.
Text message breakup.
Yes. Oh, it's ringing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, something's happening. Uh-oh.
Hi.
Hello. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, it's Albert.
Albert, it's Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
You're on the show.
Yes, you're on the show. Hello. Can you hear me?
What show?
The Foul Monkeys show.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay, just want to make sure. You know, I'm not used to this, not hearing myself.
Where's James?
He went over to Java Boys.
Why didn't he take his phone?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to try to call him and have him on the show, but I guess he's not.
Jesus, damn, every time.
Do you want to say anything to our fans, Albert?
Shoes. I don't know.
He said
Hi,
shoes.
Hi, Albert.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing, just recording some shit.
Oh, okay.
Kind of boring right now.
Why? What's that? Why is it boring?
Because we run out of shit to talk about.
Because we recorded yesterday.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh.
Why don't you give us something to talk about? Give us a subject and we'll talk amongst ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Crop circles. I don't know. That's what I was watching on TV.
Oh, sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
All right. Well, tell James we called.
All right. As soon as he comes in, I'll have him call you.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Are you there?
Yes. Who is that?
That's James's husband.
Oh, that's his husband. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
So who else can we call? It sounded great.
Didn't it, though?
Oh, my God. Hey, should we call my sister and see if she's available? Let's call her. She's going to be like, what? Y'all going to hear how country she is.
It's too bad Enos is not here so he could talk to her.
I know, right?
Jeez.
I think this is her number. She probably won't pick it up because it's like all zeros.
I know. People are scared.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Mama.
Huh?
I can hear you.
Guess what?
What?
You're on the show.
Hi.
You better not.
Yes, you are.
How are you?
That's just mean.
We'll be nice. We're gentle.
That's Gina, my co-host.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing? Don't be scared.
I'm trying to clean.
Oh. That sucks.
Oh my God, we're going to start laughing. We can't stop. So, you always wanted to be on the show, right?
Can I watch cartoons and
Well, not right now.
Excuse me?
You should have called and warned me first.
That would have been no fun, because then you would have been expecting it. You can't have that.
Here, Lucas, say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Goldie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Well, God.
This is my nephew Lucas. He said he was in the bathroom.
Wow. Go him.
Teresa. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Well?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
You know?
All right. Hey, tell him bye.
All right. Love you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Aw.
So, do you want to be called by your real name or your slut name?
What would my slut name be?
Latrice.
Mm. Hi, Latrice. What's up, girl?
No, you just didn't do
That's hacked.
I got some good stories about you too. So.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Let's empty that.
You want to come to Virginia and play house with me?
What did you say?
I said, do you want to come to Virginia and play house with me?
Oh, don't even go there.
I got a pretty dress you could wear.
Shut up. Do you want to tell him the story?
That's all right. I cross-dressed when I was a kid, too, so it's okay.
Yes, Lucas.
Do you want to tell him the story?
No, you go ahead. You
no,
tell it.
You tell it. It's even funnier when you say it.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Don't be so shy. Nobody knows who the hell you are anyway, so... Tell him!
I made him play house with me, and he put a dress on, a nice green one.
Ooh.
But we had...
My dad was asleep, and he woke up and called us, and he got mad because we got into the stuff, so he made us walk to the dumpster with the dresses on.
But I had a lime green dress
on. And he
cried,
and Ricky cried the whole way.
And...
I had about the same thing happen to me too. I had to walk around the neighborhood dressed in some kind of a feminine outfit.
But my thing is that I had to wear high heels also.
Ooh.
What?
Remember I had to wear those high heels with it?
Well, I don't remember that, but I
I remember they were cream colored and they fucking hurt my feet.
He had cream colored heels with a lime green dress. And Davi, you didn't know you were gay before that.
The dress had polka dots or something on it.
Oh shit, I can't believe my first cross-dressing experience just came out on this show.
And Davi, you weren't gay at the time, or you would have knew better than wear two. With a green polka dot dress? Oh, my God.
Go in your room. Go in your room and watch it. Go
lime
on.
Green polka dot. Green
Hey, hold on for a second, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
What the hell?
My
phone was ringing.
Yeah.
Gay's Okay was trying to call us back. So, how do you feel being on the show, Teresa? You listen to it all the time, right?
Yes, when I get a chance for my three hellions. my kids.
What's your favorite episode?
I don't know. They're all funny.
Well, thank you. Oh, did you see the angel on the website?
No.
Girl, you gotta go to the website and check that angel out. Damn, I wish she was in heaven.
I can tell you, yes, I have a favorite one. It's about the shoes.
Oh. Shiz. Shiz. Oh my god, shiz. She loves that video, Gina.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She should, like, totally, send us her email address, and we should, like, send her something.
Yeah, exactly.
Shiz. Oh, my God, shiz.
Let's get some shiz. Let's party.
What are you guys talking about?
How much did that cost?
$300 fucking dollars.
I'm not going to listen to this one, though, because I'm on it. So.
Oh, you'll have to listen to it.
I thought it sounded country-fied, and... But that's okay, because you used to sound like that, too, before you moved to Florida.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
It's okay. Because you're in where? Virginia?
Do what?
You're in Virginia, North Carolina?
In Virginia. Blacksburg, Virginia.
Okay. Well, at least you're not in West Virginia.
I didn't say nothing about West Virginia.
That's what I'm saying. At least you're not in there, you know.
Oh, no.
Because my brother Enos is from West Virginia. He's not right.
You know who... Have you heard about his brother Enos?
Huh?
His brother Enos, have you listened to the show?
Huh?
Well, his brother Enos, his name is Enos Doctor.
And I'm Gina Doctor.
And Enos's daughter is named Fallopia Doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you answered the phone. I didn't think you would because it showed up all weird numbers or something.
No, it just said unknown name and number. But I wasn't going to answer it because I usually don't. Because usually it's a bill collector. So
actually, we are like calling on behalf of Verizon Wireless. Your bill's a little bit overdue.
She's like, "Suck it, bitch! I'm on Altel."
I know, right? Turn my phone off. I'll go somewhere else.
Put it on my credit.
I don't care. I'll get a prepaid. I don't care. I ain't ashamed. I get prepaid. I get boost.
Boost it, baby.
Well, I don't work anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. The more kids you have, the more child support you get.
That totally sounds like the hoes in Florida. Oh my god, I don't think I've heard you laugh so much in a long time.
Who?
You.
I guess I have. I'm trying to think of some good stories to tell about you, but you caught me off guard, so I can't think of any.
I thought you had them all written down.
No. No, but I probably do have some pretty pictures to share.
Hey. Oh, I don't think you do.
Scan them babies in it. Email them to us.
Oh, no, you don't, ma'am.
Scan them bitches and email them. Hell yeah. Scan them and email them. That would be foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. They're all scanned and on my computer. So.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll let you go now. Thanks.
Yeah, y'all must have been bored to call me.
He's not bitter.
My exciting life, you know.
Well, we thought we'd call somebody that listens to our show, but apparently you don't.
I did too.
What was the last episode you heard? She's trying to pull that shit up on the computer now.
I am not. I am in the kitchen fixing me a mixed drink. So.
What are you, go girl? What you making?
I'm beating ice right now. So just hold on a minute.
Oh, she's girl. Beating her meat right now.
That's right. You work it, girl. Beat that bitch. Take that frustration out.
I am drinking.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Players Extreme Caramel.
What?
Vodka.
Damn.
It's good shit.
Hey.
Damn, I hear her pouring it.
What do you mix it with? Or are you drinking it straight?
No, you mix it with just pop.
Sweet.
Hop.
Dark pop, not
hop.
What?
You mean soda?
Yeah. Whatever.
Yes, he's been deflowered of his northern speech.
I've been what?
I said he's been deflowered of his northern speech. You know, he doesn't call it pop or, you know, shit like that. He's been satisfied.
What is it? A toboggan? Or what is it?
Oh, yeah.
When I
first moved to Florida, I went to Walmart because I needed a net cap. And I went to him. I go, "Do you guys carry toboggans?" And she's like, "You live in Florida. We don't have sleds here." Because where we're from, we call a knit cap a toboggan. And I totally felt stupid. I was like, "Oh, let me go get some socks."
I'd just get a pair of bigs and stretch them over my head.
Get a pair of whitey tidies and put them on.
Yes. Ew.
With street marks.
Ew.
Like Teresa's ex-husband.
What?
I said that tidy whiteys will have streaks in them, like your ex-husband's underwear did.
Oh, shut up.
I throw them in the diaper pill.
That's why I am single and I live by myself.
Because of streaks on a motherfucking underwear.
Hey, I'm tired of washing that shit.
Literally. So, Teresa, did you get the phone call from Samuel L. Jackson the other night?
Yes, I did. And girl, I was going to hang up, but I was like, what the hell? And then it said, take your brother Ricky to the movies. And I was like, I don't know what the hell was going on. Then it hung up, and I was like, okay.
How about when he said, stop doing your chores and stop messing with that big hair don't? Okay, well, is there anything else you want to say before we hang up with you?
No.
Do you want to tell
him? I'll have to remember some good stories, and then I'll call y'all.
We'll pre-warn you can have like 2 or 3 drinks and then we'll call you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Hey, do you want to... Latrice.
Goldie, you better be quiet.
Goldie?
Goldie. Goldilocks is his name.
Wow. Do you want to give an advertisement for your brother to hook up with a sweet, gentle man?
Why would I want to do that?
She's like, I ain't getting none, so why am I going to try to advertise for you?
Because she said every boyfriend that I've had have been, like, a total, like, dork.
He just picks the wrong ones. Of course, I haven't had a very good pick either.
It runs in the family.
It's a genetic thing.
What was wrong with Ben?
Do you really want me to say?
Yeah, he doesn't listen. It's all right.
He's just too sissified.
It's like, you're really gay, we just don't know it.
That's how I figured out that Ricky was gay.
And remember
once I seen him with Ben, I was like, okay, yeah, he's gay for sure.
But remember when you asked me, and then I said yes, and you just like started crying like hell?
Yes, I did.
She was like, oh my god, that's such a big burden off my shoulders. I was like, wait, I'm supposed to be crying.
Right?
She was like she was like so happy for me or something.
Because I always knew, but I didn't. But you never told me, and then when you told me, I was just, I don't know.
Well, it's better than what my family did. They're just like, oh, well, tell us something we don't already know. Fuck out of me. Shit.
You're not special.
I know, right? It's like, we knew that already. Where have you been?
Lucas, take your damn drink.
That's totally recorded, Teresa.
Shut up, they're my kids.
You better watch out. Whenever Enos was down here, he called social services on Enos.
Yeah, I called social services on Enos. He left Fallopia up on the farm by herself. She's 7, talking about she'll kill a hog and eat it.
What?
My brother's kind of special. Enos is very special.
He left his 7-year-old daughter, Fallopia, up on the farm by herself and didn't leave her anything to eat because he said she could kill a hog and eat it herself. So
oh,
I called family services.
I'm surprised somebody didn't call me the other day, because the past 2 months, two times, Philip, my three-year-old, my hellion, he ran off from me twice, and they had to do the code Adam. First time I was like, Philip, you can't do that. And I said, you know, that scares mommy. Second time he done that shit, boy, I whipped his ass right in front of everybody.
You can't do that. It scares mommy.
Well, I did. It scared me. But Vet, he's so damn mean, they'd bring him back for sure.
That's pretty much
it. I give him 20 minutes. I give him 20 minutes with him, and I guarantee they'll bring him back. He is mean.
Then that'd be how adult abuse. He mentally stressed me out.
All right, say bye, Teresa.
Bye-bye.
Bye, it was nice talking to you.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being on. I hope we were gentle enough for you.
Do you hope what?
I hope that we were gentle enough for you.
Oh. Well, whatever.
She likes it hard all the time.
Well, she likes it rough. Hey.
Not me.
You like your hair pulled?
Huh?
Do you like to have your hair pulled?
I'm not answering that.
I am thinking yes.
She's so wonderful. She's so wild.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All righty.
I love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was awesome.
That was cool. Finally got something that fucking worked right.
I know, right? How about we've been on for 41 minutes now?
No shit.
I know.
Oh, fuck.
And how about we took a total show that was like crap and we turned it into something good?
I know.
We're like King Midas and shit.
I know. Give us a good program and we can make miracles.
We can make miracles happen.
That's right. We're going to feed the masses next.
We are?
Yes.
Fish and loaves of bread?
No, we're going to give them Skype and they're going to learn.
Oh.
And call each other and teach each other.
Right. And we're going to record it and make a podcast out of it.
Right, yes.
Oh. I went to Sonic, and I think I got a hamburger that was about, 47 years old.
Yummy. Nothing like that nasty, funky, old hamburger.
Yeah, that soft tomato taste. Mm, yeah. Yummy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wilty lettuce.
So, I guess it's time to end the show, you think?
Yeah. Again, the challenge, people, is get a picture of yourself changing the webpage to Foul Monkeys. Like, they're really going to fucking do that.
Can you stutter a little bit more, maybe?
I know, right?
I totally have a brain freeze because I'm eating or I'm drinking a lemon berry slush.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like, sucked it way too hard.
Oh, you got one of those brain freeze?
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Holy shit.
So, yes, go to either Apple Store or any store that has internet service and put Foul Monkeys on there and take a picture of it. Preferably with you in front of it or your body somewhere. It doesn't have to be your head.
Right, and we can totally tell if it's a home computer. Don't even try it.
That's right.
I want to tell everyone to please go to iTunes and give us a review.
Yeah.
Because I really want to be on the front page of the comedy section.
I know, wouldn't that be cool? Just one time. That's all we ask, one time.
That'd be, like, totally awesome.
Yes.
If you do it, we'll give you a blowjob.
Yeah.
Or Tina and Ariel will.
Yeah. The sluts.
Because apparently Ariel has to move Tina's head for her.
Do what?
Ariel apparently has to move Tina's head for her when she gives head.
Right. Because she smokes too much of the tailpipe.
Right. Oh, shit. All right. Well, I think it's been a funny show, especially having my sister on. That was great.
Yeah, she's a blast.
So we'll have to have her on again. So yeah. I can't believe she told that story.
Yeah, get her drunk and get her on here.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be a hoot.
That would be, like, crazy.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hey, how come the thing on Skype says we've only been talking for 25 minutes, but on Hijack Pro it says 45?
Because I think we may have started over with the conversation with your sister.
Oh.
Because remember, because we were talking and then we added her, I think.
Oh, yeah, we added her into the mix.
Yes.
So, okay, I guess it's time to go now.
I guess so.
I hope everyone has a great evening.
Yes,
email
enjoy.
Us, leave voicemails.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, all that bullshit.
Yeah, so, yeah. Fuck y'all.
Good night. Bye.
Get up, get up.
Sweat, sweat.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Sweat, sweat, sweat.
Roll your body.
Come on, come on,
sweat, sweat.
Come on, come on,
sweat, sweat, sweat.
Big night, night.
Look at all the earth sign I have on my side. I like the belly down in